Piece of music there, once again, taken from the album A Touch of Class featuring John Carroll. And that ends our Sunday morning easy listening program here on West National Radio 3. We sincerely hope that you enjoy the music for the past 2.5 hours. Join us next Sunday morning at 8 o'clock when once again we come your way with 2.5 hours of easy listening Sunday morning music here on West National Radio 3. After the break, it's the weekly edition of The Anorak Show. For a fabulous holiday weekend of entertainment, you're invited to Tullamore Harrier's Super Night Spot. And on Easter Sunday, it's Dancing to Manhattan, plus Easter eggs galore for spot prizes. For an exciting holiday weekend, come to the Tullamore Harrier's Night Spot this Easter weekend. And remember, Easter Sunday, it's Dancing to Manhattan. Enjoy the Easter entertainment this weekend at the Tullamore Harrier's Super Night Spot. I'll be there, will you?
Flexi Brass Limited, Little Water Street in Longford. For brass rails, bar fittings, brass door handles, fenders, and much, much more. Brass is forever. Brass is beautiful and can brighten up your home or business. Flexi Brass specialize in arc, design, restoration, and repairs. Bring a touch of class into your life. Give Flexi Brass a ring now on 043-41321.
Budget Travel's Holiday Bonanza has thousands and thousands of holidays costing less than last year.
Dream holidays to Greece, Cyprus, Spain, Canaries, Portugal, and the south of France.
Budget Travel, go better places, better prices too.
Get their brochures.
Farmers, have you heard of the advantages of bulk spreading? These days of increasing costs and inflation, individuals and companies have to look hard at ways and means of holding back prices. Farrington's have established the technique of bulk spreading fertilizers as the most effective and cost-efficient method of fertilizing your land. At a small percentage per ton over bagged price, it's great value for money. With speed and accuracy, Farrington's move in and out in one day, having spread up to 40 tons on 300 acres. To find out more, contact T&J Farrington, Rathcoffey, Nace, County Kildare. Telephone 045-68194 or Blake's Cross, Lusk, County Dublin. Telephone 01-40-1155. Farrington's, foremost for fertilizer.
We will be for you. Radio Wave.
Good morning and welcome to the weekly edition of the Anorak Show, hosted by Captain West and yours truly. It's 25 before 11 o'clock and from now till 11:30 this morning, it's the latest news and past happenings of the week and what is currently happening. That'll all be discussed here on the Anorak Show.
Spend your spare time listening to the Minion Wave Band? And do you put up with the most dreadful reception because you think it can't be any better? Well, no more. Anorax UK bring you the remarkable medium wave loop frame aerial, a technological breakthrough which has astounded listeners around the world. No more straining to hear what's going on. No more frustrating hours of static and interference. It really is astounding. This modern radio wonder is available exclusively through Anorax UK and costs a mere £20. So why put up with this? When you can have this.
Hey, jump on it. That is Kevin Johnson and the Bandwagon. Goes back to 1968. I'm sorry, I just don't remember that.
Write for further details of the amazing medium wave loop flame aerial to the exclusive suppliers. Anorax UK, P.O. Box 539, Blackpool, England. That address again, Anorax UK, P.O. Box 539, Blackpool in England. Now you can listen to the world perfectly.
It's 23 minutes now before 11 o'clock. Over now to Captain West, and I believe that we have somebody on. Oh, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Not too bad. You're looking well.
Yeah, that's good.
Now, a lot has happened in the last week.
Yes, we had a lot of phone calls, a lot of this, a lot of that and the other. Anyway, there's someone here I think he's going to talk to us. Hello.
Right, so I believe it's...
Hello.
How are you?
Good morning.
Is it Mr. Caffrey, is it?
No. Mr. Eddie.
Oh, right. How are you?
Well, they say Caffrey in the papers.
Well...
Do you make ale? No.
yeah. Okay.
Right, what is the news?
The news is... Well, you have been reading the papers.
I've seen a bit on the Times or the Press during the week, and which it was. I think it was the Press, and there was nothing actually on the evening papers. I thought you might get a splash in the evening papers, but... There wasn't a mention of you at all. Was there any other papers give you a mention?
The local news in the town of Drogheda did a great feature on the front page. Pictures of the official...
Hold on a minute. We've lost you. Yes, we've one of these things. Are we gone? Are we okay, Don? Yes, we're okay. We've just discovered it's a faulty slider on the mixer. When it's halfway, it's half-mast. That's our problem. Yeah. Go ahead, sir.
Right. Am I on air?
Yeah. You were on air. You just missed a couple of words here. That's all.
Actually, the local newspaper in the town of Drogheda did a great front-page story. Pictures of the officials carrying out the gear and everything.
And what about the young fella on his camera? Did it not take it off him?
Well, shall I start at the start?
Aye. Tell everybody what happened, because right. I don't think anybody knows.
Okay. Them. Our story begins on Monday at 5:30.
Yeah?
We got a warning. One official, along with three Gardaí, entered the Boyneside premises.
Yeah?
Showing identity badges and all that, and said, close down all transmitters, cease broadcasting now, and never come back on the air again. And I sort of looked at him and I sort of laughed. I said, is this a joke or something?
Yeah?
They showed us their identity cards and said, we were causing interference. Now, they wouldn't say where... what was causing interference, or how long, or anything. Now, the boss came along, and he said, you're asking me to put 25 people out of a job, which we will not do.
Yeah.
We will check the transmitters.
Yeah.
We told them that, and if we found a fault, we would remove whatever, if we found
a
fault.
Yeah, rectified, in other words.
Exactly. So they went off with that, fine. Now...
Well, were they satisfied with that, then?
They would be satisfied if you told them anything, because they just came in and they asked...
They were in bad form, in other words, when they came in, kind of thing.
They what?
They were people in bad form.
Yes.
They were aggressive.
They would take any answer from you.
Yeah,
because they just wanted to see what was going on.
Yeah.
Yes, that they were complaining about the local transmitter in Drogheda. The 99.1 link, which is there 5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
And why is it suddenly start interfering, I don't know. You know, anyway. So we pulled it out that evening.
Yeah.
We installed another little transmitter of 20 watts, which we knew to be clean.
Yeah.
Just to be on the safe side, we hired a technician from Dublin with a scanner.
Aye.
Not a trace of interference was there to be found. We went round every place in Drogheda. We went to Navan, Dundalk. We were up to 11 o'clock that night, checking.
Yeah.
No interference in any band, because this scanner covers everything from 25 megahertz to 1 gigahertz.
I see. So you'd be getting the whole lot in.
Oh, you could get everything in it. Anyway, unofficially, a representative from us was in contact with the department head, official.
Yes.
Who said he would check on Wednesday morning if there was any interference, and we were to ring him back at 2 o'clock on Wednesday, that he would have checked out all the frequencies, the alleged interference frequency. Okay?
Yep.
lo and behold, 7 minutes past two, when we were just about to ring him, the cavalry arrived.
Aye.
Six guardie.
Horses.
One detective.
Yeah?
Two department officials, one being, guess who, the head official himself, Dr. Brian McArdle.
He's head over at the department?
Yes.
And was he the chap you were talking to on the phone?
Yes. I wasn't talking to, but a representative was.
Oh, I see. Oh, and you talked actually. Yeah.
They are not supposed to talk to you.
Yeah.
But,
on a manly term, they did talk. So, yeah. Like we say, okay, right, go ahead.
Yeah. Now, they come in, first thing, they had loads of big equipment, which you see the ESB with the cutting down mains wires. I don't know what they were expecting us to have.
Yeah.
Big, you know.
Wire cutters and
stuff. Oh, massive things. Now, they asked us to cease broadcasting and had a warrant to confiscate our equipment.
Yes.
We ceased broadcasting.
Mm-hmm.
The boss was in Boyneside North at the time.
Yeah.
He phoned and spoke to the department official, Mr. McArdle.
Yeah.
And asked him, would he stay on the premises till he drove the 35 or 40 minute trip from the border. He refused.
In other words, he didn't want any association with you people whatsoever. He didn't even want to see him talking to you.
Yeah. He showed me the warrant, which I had to ask him for, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I had asked him, I said, hold everything, could I see the warrant? Which I looked at the warrant. I couldn't really memorize it that much, at all the panic and everything else. You know yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he quickly took it back. He said he wouldn't give us a copy. They would send us on a copy of it after.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say how soon. Now, meanwhile, the boss phoned the local newspaper and asked them to go to the premises. There was a raid been going on. He wanted them there to take photographs and all that and do the story on it.
Yes.
Within 2 minutes, the photographer was there and a reporter.
Yeah.
He began taking photographs, and all of a sudden, the Gardaí immediately seized the camera.
Yeah. Him,
confiscated the film and gave him the camera back.
Aye.
Right.
Right.
And he was an NUJ reporter, a proper newspaper reporter.
But all his credentials.
Oh, the whole lot. His
dentist,
the whole lot.
Yeah, go on.
He kicked up a rumpus, obviously. But they removed all the equipment anyway. And
what did they remove, for example? They went into your studio and they took the mixer and the tape decks and the turntables and...
He took the transmitter.
Well, the transmitter, I thought you would have stuck inside the pole or something up on top, no?
No.
It was inside.
It was a little small, lovely and beautiful transmitter, the size of a cigarette box.
Aye.
Lovely little thing.
Right, and they took your compressor and...
They took that. They went. The next adjacent studio was the production studio.
Yeah, that's right. I know, well, I was in your place once upon a time. But anyway, they took all that gear too.
Yes. They alleged it was connected electrically to the other transmission equipment.
In other words, they didn't want you going back in the air.
The Wireless Telegraphy Act does not state that.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be physically connected, not electrically connected to that. They maintained, because it was plugged into the mains.
That was it.
And the same mains were plugged into the transmitter.
Yeah, it was a circuit, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's totally wrong.
Right.
Now.
So now they labelled all the stuff and brought it out.
Didn't label it, they bundled it out and...
Well, they didn't come along with snips and cut all the jack plugs, but they pulled them out.
They didn't remove any plugs, they just cut everything. There was no subtlety about it.
Well, they plugged out the mains, surely.
They plugged out the mains first, obviously, to save their own.
We're going to blow themselves up. Go ahead, anyway.
Right. They immediately asked us to turn off all other transmitters.
Yeah.
They even mentioned new the locations of, you know, our linked transmitters and all.
Yeah, they knew everything.
And they told us never to come back on the air again. Never. Right?
That seems very sour, heavy.
Ever, if you do, we'll get a warrant and we go tomorrow and get you back wherever you're coming from tomorrow.
Right. Okay, so what happened then? You were left in a cold sweat at this stage. The boys were gone out the door with your equipment.
All the equipment. And meanwhile, the boss arrived back. We went over immediately to the Garda station.
Yeah?
We spent 2 hours in the Garda station.
These local Garda from Garda?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We were getting the run around in the Garda station. We were complaining about the film and we wanted to see the warrant again. They wouldn't show us the warrant. The officials had, in the meantime, gone back to Dublin with the equipment.
Yeah.
Very quickly, whatever the reason why, the minute they got it, they just scarped it off.
Aye.
They didn't hang around even half an hour after. They just got it and was immediately gone out of the area.
Right, okay.
So I don't know why what the big rush was to get out of the area. Now, we spent 2 hours in the Garda barracks. By this time, it would have been about half past five.
On which evening was this now again? Tuesday?
It was on Wednesday evening.
Wednesday evening, sorry, yes.
We decided we were going to go back on the air from another location.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
We were back on the air by 7:30.
Right.
That night.
Yeah. All transmitters.
All transmitters. But not, we weren't coming from Drogheda.
Right, okay.
Not from a secret location.
Right.
Anyway, Boynton was back in the air, that was it, we have blah blah back, continuing programs as normal.
Yeah.
At 7:30.
They've done well, like, to get to replace all the equipment, like turntables, since there was 4 turntables possibly taken on you, it'd be a half a dozen tapes.
3 mixers, 4 turntables.
But a half a dozen tape decks.
Half a dozen tape decks, compressor, amplifier driving up to the transmitter, microphones, everything.
Mm-hmm. Even now, the holder for the microphones.
Yeah, yes. The next day, we were broadcasting as per usual.
Yeah.
We got a tip-off from, we established a certain amount of watchdogs.
Aye.
At this time, to keep an eye out here on this transmitter and there.
Yeah.
Two officials were seen in a field about 100 yards from one of our other transmitters.
Aye.
This person went and confronted them and said, "You're trespassing, what are you doing in our field?"
Yeah.
And they showed identity card saying, "This is the next day, we are from the Department of Communications, we are checking radio interference."
Yeah.
So they left that premises anyway.
Yeah.
And by 5 o'clock, they had tracked us down to where we were, the secret location.
Right.
They obviously have a scanner.
No, this is 5 o'clock the following evening.
The following evening, Thursday evening.
Yeah, go ahead.
We weighed anchor at 8:30, sticking a tape in the link transmitter, moving the studio.
Yeah.
And we moved to another location by Friday morning.
Right.
On the air. The station was never off the air in the meantime.
Yeah, I know, yeah, yeah.
Friday, we...
You obviously didn't get too much sleep during all this Wednesday, Thursday.
I didn't,
Friday.
To tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Friday, we as being good Friday, we, between 3 and 4, we put out back-to-back music.
Yeah.
And just to make things safe, we shifted again.
Aye, third time
lucky. Location.
Yeah.
So since then, we haven't heard anything. We're on the air broadcasting. We have our phone lines all tied up.
Well, there is a certain amount of similarity ring to it that Hugh Hardy claimed, like, when he was on the phone to me here about his raid in Dundalk. And that is, he claimed that, "Well, look at Sean," he said, "I had the transmitter in there, the same transmitter, untouched for the last 4 years. If there was a problem, how come they waited 4 years to have it?" Now, on the other hand, you know and I know that transmitters, you could have them in 20 years and no problem.
Yeah.
And the next day, it could blow the whole place out of it. So by being in for so long, doesn't necessarily give it any credibility whatsoever.
But since then, we have invested in the scanner.
Mm-hmm.
It costs a lot of money, but I think every professional station should have one.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be monitoring situations anyway.
Mm. How much do you give for it?
What should I give for it?
Mm. Are you just talking about an ordinary digital scanner that'll do all the bands?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's
I know where there's one for sale.
Sorry?
I know where there's one for sale.
Yeah. But we won't go into that anyway.
Mm.
But that is the basics of the whole thing. We didn't hear, the last time they were seen in the area by the watchdogs was about 5:30 on Thursday evening.
Right. Well, okay, I'm going to ask you a straightforward question. What is your opinion of the situation? You've talked to your boss and you've talked to your friends and everything else. What do you think was the reason for this happening? Was it another station? Was it jealousy? Were you stepping on somebody's toes? Have you been actually maybe being naughty? Maybe you were causing interference. Maybe you fired some guy recently that had connections or whatever. What do you think?
No. There was absolutely no... there was one thing I noticed about the whole thing.
Yeah.
They asked us to turn off all FM transmitters.
Aye.
I mentioned to the official medium wave, he only didn't hear me.
Yeah.
I said, "What about the medium wave?" He just didn't answer.
Yeah. They seem very abrupt people. Like, we're all human. We're all sort of Irish sort of thing. We live in the country. And surely, like, if there is a problem, how come these people just don't... what sort of people are they?
Yes.
Do they recruit these people who don't answer back and this sort of thing, or don't answer questions?
Well, they're pretty well hand-picked for the job, the two officials anyway.
Mm-hmm.
The Gardaí had no, like, big role in the job.
They just stood by, yeah.
Backup. case there was any hassle.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what could the reason be?
Yeah.
RTE, as you know, are planning to probably take over the whole FM band.
Well, at the rate they're going, the jam does here during the week. I had to put on a new transmitter on our link frequency.
Yeah.
Radio the Gaeltachta. And I thought there was somebody jamming us first. And the next thing, it was a carrier. Next thing, it was a tone. And we started relaying the tone and all our transmitters.
Yes.
And as it turned out, the next thing, Radio the Gaeltachta came blasting over.
Yeah.
So they've moved around a few transmitters and moved around a few frequencies.
Yeah.
On the other hand, there's the thing. I said, where can I get a copy of RTE's frequencies? And everyone said to me, well, the RTE guide.
Yeah.
I haven't checked the RTE guide. Definitely they're not accurate.
Yes.
In no way. Like, they don't give a list of all the frequencies.
Yes.
Because if they did, it'll probably take up a full page.
Yes.
And there's a small little corner, a little square with, say, 3x2. And they have a load of frequencies jammed into that, but they're not the right frequencies.
No.
And they're not accurate and everything else. And imagine if they'd have this totally perfected as such. Right, go ahead.
Speaking of radio interference, I'm sure if John Gartland is listening in, he's around the Dundalk area.
Yeah.
I would hate to be at the other end of his receiver, because any time I'm in Dundalk, I get a mixture of Radio and the Gaeltacht.
Yeah.
Radio 1 and Radio 2. This is from the new high-powered transmitter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If they're not causing interference,
yeah.
I don't know what is.
Well, just getting back to the interference thing, I know for a fact, and it still exists today, we say RTE1's transmitter is the medium wave.
Yeah.
Is based outside Tullamore in Ballycommon, a place called Ballycommon.
Yes.
Now, over the last, since that transmitter went into operation, I know phones and that around Kinnegad, still today, that Gay Bourne can be heard whenever you're making a phone call from there, or whatever the case may be, even in Kinnegad. Now, that's 20 miles, 30 miles away from
there. Yes. I'm not surprised.
And talk about TV or radio reception in the Ballycommon area.
Yes.
They did the whole place glittered, like I often try to do. Twiggling around my little radio there, and it's even dangerous to say even being near it with 500 kilowatts.
Yeah.
The radiation coming off that thing, I wouldn't even like to be in the same field as it.
Yes.
I'm sure there must be something.
I'm sure, as Barry and Ruth have confirmed at several times, the 1278 Dublin transmitter.
Yes.
Every so often. Takes up a gary and blots everybody out.
Yeah, yeah. I think, like, just getting back to the RTE thing, it just kind of proves that, well, nobody is perfect, and I think they do have their faults, which means they can't come along and lay the thing. This department thing, I don't know, we had a similar sort of a thing here some time ago. This guy came outside, he was an official, and he gave me 2 hours to close down.
Yes.
This is a while ago. He said, you're causing interference. And at the time, I will not deny it, I was causing interference.
Yeah.
Right? Very, very slight, but the reason for it was the evening before I put in a new transmitter, retuned it up, had no gear to tune it.
Right.
And there was an active fax progs coming out of it.
Right.
No doubt about it. I wouldn't deny it. And I said to your man, I said, I love that. I said, I have a problem. I said that, I needed to put on another aerial. Right?
Yeah.
On the thing. And my climbing shoes, I give them to a guy, right?
Yeah.
Another guy that had a pair of climbing shoes, one of them was broken. Anyway, I managed to pull myself up about 10, 15 foot, stuck on a new dipole, and changed transmitters in a matter of seconds, because there was something important on that evening. I didn't want going off the air for about 2 hours when I was doing this, that, and the other. I don't know what the reason for it was. When you think of it, it's just a matter of pulling one lead out and shoving it into another transmitter, but there was some other reason for it as well. But anyway, I got the whole thing sorted out, and I did see him knocking around once or twice since, but he never came near me. He said if you happen to rectify it in 2 hours, he said you'd be closed down permanently. That was some time ago.
Yeah.
Sean, can I come in here just for a split second?
Yeah.
I'm not looking for a biased answer, but what was the attitude of this official when he approached you? Was it sort of on a, like you say...
Oh, yeah, it was the same
Irish
as what Eddie is saying. No. The thing about it was he was here before I arrived. And actually...
No, but I mean, what was his attitude toward you? Was he friendly? Was he official? Was he, you know...
No, he was very strict, put it that way.
Very strict.
It was like...
And what about the situation...
2 hours if you don't do it.
What about the situation with you, Eddie? Were the people...
It'd be the same sort of attitude, wasn't it?
Very same. No, just like a robot programmed to do a job.
Yeah.
Well, I heard through the grapevines that here about 2 weeks ago on Mullingar that there was officials down in Mullingar, in the post office here in Mullingar, checking the ban for interference.
Yes.
And
a friend of mine that works there was saying to me the word checking you and the word asking about you and all this sort of thing.
Yes.
So that was a couple of weeks ago. Whether they're getting ready to come down here and say hello to us or what, I don't know. But I have checked with police and with hospitals and fire brigade and that over the last few days on account of your setup.
Yes.
And asked everybody, I have a few contacts here in every place. Is there any problems? No problems whatsoever.
Yes.
Everything is clean.
We in actual fact checked with the ambulances here, and there was no question of it. They didn't know what we were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
We even, well, when we were talking to the superintendent of the Garda station, he didn't seem to know anything about any interference.
Mm-hmm. And usually if there is interference, all those people would be quite well aware of it. Like
they
said,
and they would let you know.
It's them fellas again or something causing interference that if they said around the station. Well, okay, Eddie, what's for the future? You're going to keep going ahead.
We're going to keep going ahead. In the past, we have tried UHF links anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a slight problem in Drogheda. The reason why we never were using it is there's an awful lot of patched up pipelines with amplifiers everywhere. Even as much as a half a watt, it'll come in. But we reckon we shall be back in the studios anyway by the end of the week.
Okay. None of your records or anything like that was touched?
No. Mm. They actually tried to take my radio.
Mm. They tried?
Yeah. They actually, I resisted, and I got it back.
Mm-hmm.
They would try anything if they thought you were gullible.
Yeah,
they would take your shoes off you if you let them take it.
Mm.
But apparently, since then, we have been we're getting copies of the Broadcasting Act to see exactly what can they take.
Yeah. You see, they've got good support, according to the little story in the paper, like, from the local people and the local newspapers and the Lord Mayor.
The Lord Mayor of Drogheda was on the scene during the raid.
Yeah.
And he confronted the officials.
Yeah.
They wouldn't speak to him.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was a good stroke, like, for you that those people did stand by, yeah? And obviously, you must have felt good about it afterwards.
I reckon over the past couple of days, we've travelled our audience.
Exactly. They're waiting for you to go again.
Yeah. Well, we are ready to go again.
When you rang this morning, I thought you were looking for a job. But
no,
anyway.
No. We actually have...
You're looking for more staff, is that it?
We have three, actually. We have three. They're queuing up to advertise in the station.
So very good.
It's
we want an apartment.
We were just saying to one of the men, it's probably the best thing that ever happened to us. You know,
an ill wind that doesn't blow some good.
Yes, you're tagging along there and nothing really happening.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly this happens and it puts new life into everybody.
Sunburst.
They're queuing up to do their shows.
Yeah.
Coming in an hour before their time. Can't wait to get on the air.
Because we need something like that around here.
Yeah. So we definitely will not cease broadcasting. If they come back again and again and again, we will keep going. We've already ordered two more transmitters from Italy.
It reminds me of a story I read in the Evening Press a couple of years ago when Nova was being raided and everything else. And one evening they interviewed Kuki on Radio Dublin.
Yes.
Good morning to you. Sorry if you're listening in. Some mornings he said he listens in, but it's on a bit early for him, he says.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And it was a picture from on front of the Evening Press. And he said that he broadcast from the top of a tree if he had to, but he wouldn't go off the air.
Yes.
Well, so you were saying the same thing.
We have exactly the same attitude. We will not go. If we have to go out in the field with a battery, and you know the way you can operate an FM?
That's right, yeah.
Tape and a battery out in the middle of a field, we will do that.
So you feel very sore about the whole situation, the way you were treated, and no explanation, no answers or everything. It did say in the paper, however, I'm sure you read it yourself, that in actual fact you were causing interference, that you admitted to causing interference. Is that true or false?
We admitted there could be a possibility now.
Yeah.
But, I mean...
There was nothing definite on that
the
either.
The transmitter was there for many years, 99.1. I think it was a known fact we were using 99.1.
Yeah.
And there was a funny thing about it.
Yeah.
We took the 99.1 link transmitter out.
Yeah, yeah.
And they demanded that we gave them that, even though it was taken out.
Yeah, yeah.
They wanted to know where it was. And we reckon what they were doing, the other scanning us, they're trying to get this transmitter as evidence.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we knew the little transmitter.
Well, now, what's the situation at the moment, Eddie, in getting back your equipment? Obviously, you've done some research in this. How soon? What's going to happen next?
Well, KISS FM were raided on the same sort of grounds.
Yeah, now, Heartbeat are off the air on a similar situation in Dublin as well this week. You were aware of that, no?
There's something going on there. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Not exactly 100% what's going on with Heartbeat.
Yeah.
But the Kiss case is coming up.
Yeah.
Very soon.
Well, the Kiss case was a definite case of interference, which had been going on for a long, long, long time.
And they knew about it.
And they knew about it. Yeah. And they were warned. So, like, there was no excuse there.
Yes. We shall probably be in the court anyway for the Kiss case. We'll see how that goes.
Right.
But at the moment, the our solicitor is trying to get a copy of the warrant.
Yeah.
We reckon there was some fault in the warrant as well.
Right, okay.
And also the National Union of this thing about the film.
Yeah, yeah.
This is going to the High Court.
That's a bit naughty in a way. Like, just to pass her by, say, oh, give me your glasses. You're not supposed to be wearing glasses or something.
Yeah, but
you know
this,
what I mean?
This is going to the High Court.
Uh-huh.
So, like,
right, well, keep us informed. Perhaps you might give us a little tingle next Sunday and let us know how things have been going.
See
in
if any developments have happened. There's one last little thing.
Right.
The department, you probably know, there's all cutbacks.
Yeah.
You know, so obviously that
they're cutting back. Didn't they cut all your gear?
Yeah, but there's big cutbacks in the department.
They're cutting back further from the jack plugs.
Yes.
Go ahead.
There's no cutbacks in Boyneside.
Right. Very good. Okay.
We will be two steps ahead of them, not one.
Eddie, thanks very much for talking to us. Okay. We'll hear again from you next Sunday.
I hope it was interesting to the listeners.
I think it was. It definitely entertained me. It was not boring by any means. Really enjoyable. Good stuff. This is what we need. I think our audience is going to treble up. They're waiting for you to come back next Sunday.
Right.
Right. Okay, Eddie.
Keep your chin up.
Good luck, Eddie.
The best of luck to you, kid. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Right, so that's very interesting indeed.
Right, you can put back that other phone there.
Oh, right.
I think, yes. Okay. And, me ear was beginning to sweat, Don. It was, holding that phone to the ear. But anyway, very interesting. Thanks very much to the guy for giving us a ring, giving us all that information. And I think there was nothing left untouched today. That the whole story was spilled there, because no matter what I asked that man, I had an answer for it.
The big question is, Sean, could it happen here?
The big question is that, in actual fact, what am I going to do with that phone now?
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll take a break here, okay?
Okay,
and,
right.
Right. Okay, it's coming up to 3 minutes after 11 o'clock. This is Radio West, and we'll take a short commercial break.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's springtime decorating value at Sean Cassidy's, the Square Roscommon, and Dublin Street in Longford. Hundreds of
95, blouses, $10.95, t-shirts, $2.95, dresses, $29.95, Saucus of Terry Rowan, Gerard Hosey, Forecast Designer, Mona and Nina, children's confirmation, gents and footwear. Personal service is guaranteed. Fallon's Drapery and Footwear, Ballymahon, County Longford. Telephone 0902 32306. For all your fancy goods, jewelry, toiletries, it has to be at Cost Discount Store, Austin Friar Street, Mullingar, also Longford and Kilkenny. Would you like to win a lovely weekend away for two? You would? Well, here's how. Holiday Ireland Hotels and the Whelan Boot Manufacturing Company of Coot Hill County Cavan are getting together to give you, the listener, this weekend away break. Just ring in or write to us the answer to this question. And our telephone number is 044-41694. Mailing address, Radio West, care of Patrick Street, Mullingar, County Westmeath. And the question, what is the brand name of the shoes manufactured by Whelan's of Coot Hill County Cavan? The winner will be drawn at 11:30 on April the 30th. You could be a winner in 87 on WEST.
It's 11:05, back with the NRI show, and...
I wonder, is Paul Davidson listening out there this morning? I think he was to give us a ring this weekend, because this meeting, I said last Sunday, earlier on in the programme, that was going ahead tomorrow. There was a young gentleman rang me this morning called Ivan McCurry from Radio North in North Donegal. And in actual fact, he's interested in going to the meeting. Also, a few other people rang me during the week, names I've just slipped the mind, who are also interested in going to this meeting concerning the Anorex magazine. And also, we'd like to extend an invitation to some of our English listeners, Barry and Ruth, or people like that. If you'd like to come along, you're quite welcome to come. We want to hear from Paul Davidson this morning, if we can at all, if he has, in actual fact, organised a date. I left it in that lad's hands because of the amount of Dublin people that wanted to go to it and are going, and to organise transport that they might meet, and etc., etc., etc. So perhaps, yes, that could be him now, couldn't it? Yes. Mm. Right, anyway, I'll tell you what, pull in that phone there beside you. Don is on the phone now. Right, getting back to our... Yes, it's gone. Yes, go. Cathy, okay, we'll get Cathy in a few minutes. She's just at the ringing at a very bad time. But hang on there, Cathy. I'm sure you can hear us. Right, getting back to real life, we've actually loads of little bits and pieces to cover during the rest of the programme today. It should make some interesting listening. As far as Radio West is concerned, our Dublin transmitter, we had it on last night. It was perfect and everything else. We're running into small little bits of problems, and that is linking with filters going off tune and that sort of thing. We're using those polytron filters, and usually temperature interferes with them. At the moment, we're putting out a load of rubble in Dublin. We had loads of people ringing us this morning saying our Dublin transmitter has gone crazy. We are aware of it, and until we get our exciter fixed, which was driving our big rig, which we had on last week, we've only a small little rig on at the moment. It's only putting out about 40 watts on 99.3. 40 watts, if you can receive it, you're doing well. It gets out reasonably well for 40 watts. You lose it a couple of times driving through the town here in Mullingar, but it gets into Dublin quite well. That's Dublin Mountain, which we have a repeater there. So as soon as we get on our big transmitter, everything should be okay. So you can listen to us hopefully next Sunday, the Anorex program in Dublin, and take it from there. Right, Don, you can just take a little tape there for us.
Here in your own home, the sound of free radio in Ireland. Anorex Ireland now offer you the chance to hear stations like Sunshine Radio, Q102, Radio Nova, ABC Radio, South Coast Radio, ERI, and Ireland's latest super pirate, NRG. These high-quality recordings are now available on cassette format from Anorex Ireland. Our huge archives are now being made available, so you, the free radio enthusiast, can tune into the sound of free radio from Ireland in your very own home. Your catalogue of free radio recordings and a stamp-addressed envelope are two international reply coupons to Anorex Ireland, 310 Collins Avenue West, Whitehall, Dublin 9, ERA. Remember, Anorex Ireland is the voice of free radio in the Irish Republic.
Radio West, coast to coast. It's more than music.
Hello? Yes?
Blackmailers, beware. Drug pushers, beware. Bad landlords, beware. The Sunday World is out to get you. Blackmailers, drug pushers, bad landlords, and other parasites who prey on their fellow citizens will be ruthlessly exposed in the Sunday World this week, every week. The Sunday World. Nobody does it better.
Announcing point-to-point races at Dury, Ballymahon, County Longford on Easter Sunday. First race commences at 3 p.m. and a great day's entertainment guaranteed for all the family. Remember, point-to-point races at Dury, Ballymahon, Easter Sunday. First race commences at 3 p.m.
Murphy's Florists and Fruit and Veg, Main Street, Ballymahon, County Longford, 0902-32409. Stock a large selection of flowers and shrubs for all occasions. Wedding bouquets a speciality. Also a large range of wreaths and bouquets and church arrangements. Seed spray and all garden accessories stocked. Open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. 5 days per week and Saturday 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Murphy's Florists and Fruit and Veg, Main Street, Ballymahon, 0902-32409.
The right choice for replacement doors and windows can involve you in a bewildering number of decisions. Make it easy. Contact Eaton Aluminium, Eaton Derry, County Offaly, and have their sales rep call to you to discuss your requirements. Don't forget, we also arrange finance. Eaton Aluminium, the easy way to have your windows and doors replaced. Eaton Aluminium, Dublin Road, Eaton Derry. Telephone 0405 31093. That's 0405 31093.
It's 10:30 after 11 o'clock. Back to you, Captain.
Right, that was concerning our Dublin FM transmitter. Also, we hear that Harpies in Dublin was raided during the week. just a couple of people on the phone there, catching and a few other people. And the sort of, just looking at the whole situation, having listened to Heady Eddie and that sort of thing, there possibly is a few answers or solutions to this whole thing. RTE all along have been trying to, in actual fact, avenge the pirates as such. Obviously, we pirates are causing them a problem, probably a fairly serious problem as far as financial goings-on is concerned. And I think RTE too, regardless whether there was a million stations in Ireland or not, I think it's up to themselves. Either they're not doing a good job, or they're not selling the station properly, whatever. But anyway, that's another day's work. So it seems possibly that at the end of the day, who do we point a finger at? Do we point it at the department or at RTE? And possibly there's an in-between finger there. Possibly it is RTE. They've found a new way now to get at the pirates. They're going to go to town on it. Having seen that Boyneside are back in the air, I think it's a very fruitless operation to go and put pirates off the air and end up in court and all this sort of thing. But there seems to be a new sort of a twist on it. Obviously it's RTE that's doing it. The amazing thing is, why did they pick Boyneside rather than pick Q? Q is their big thorn in their side in Dublin, and they're doing very, very well, and they're doing a series of outside broadcasts at the moment, I think 38 in all, and I think the first one is starting off, or the second one or the third one, in Selbridge. Doing a nightclub there, which will be live in the air. They're using proper gear, UHF links, which cost only a holy fortune, as the fella says. Also, we have some local news here. Midway, Quarantanorex UK, I think last week, said they were off the air for a week. Talking around to some people, yes, they were off the air. We discovered this morning that they have moved frequency to 999 kilohertz on much reduced power, might I say. Well, not this morning, discovered them yesterday, but driving around, definitely they're putting out about half the amount of power they were putting out. Maybe it's a fairly hefty transmitter on ESB. Maybe it's not tuned up properly. Maybe it's not radiating properly. But it's actually very, very weak around the locality of Mullingar. It seems to go quite well east, but definitely does not come this way or can't be even received in Quebec, and not even on a car radio. So they're having their own problems, like probably everybody else at the moment. Also, we have... what other news have we? The head has gone blank, and Don Allen is gone. This week's weekly report, which is Anorex UK, the 12th of April, I hope I have the right edition, which is PO Box 539, Blackpool, FYI, 4RE in England. I see a little advert here. The magic password, CCR, the big one. Sponsored by AOR Insurance and Yankee Doodle. Next time you answer the phone, remember the magic password, CCR, the big one. And also tricking around the band this morning on the northern side of things, definitely Ironside have increased power, or definitely they're getting out a lot better, because I could get them quite clear this morning. Not every morning, but I get them quite clear this morning. Also, CCR, might I say, is getting fairly dominant, i.e. dominant over Q102, since both of them operate in the same frequency. Breffni is still there banging away. We had a few people reporting saying that they received our FM actually up in Cavan during the week. And down in the Longford direction. The Longford radio 867, I think it is, or 837 or whatever it is, I'm fairly close at range anyway, is back on the airwaves by a transmitter supplied by Heady Eddie. He seemed to get them alone, but there's no sign of their old transmitter and no reports of it whatsoever, whether they have anybody picked up for it or whatever the case may be. They haven't been in contact with us. What else have we to offer on that line? The other radio station on 1071 is still banging away. I was listening to the other day. Tipping over to Kildare, we had Z104 actually listened to Nigel Gordon yesterday morning, I think it was. Yes, yesterday morning. I think around 10, 11 o'clock or sometime around there. Maybe it was afternoon. Definitely, the guy at the time was definitely over-modulated. It was really screaming. It was breaking up the signal. After a couple of minutes, it seemed to cool down. What sort of compression they have over there, we do not know, but they were definitely over-modulating yesterday. Perhaps they're aware of the situation, perhaps not. But anyway, they're there, they're banging away. Also, loads of people rang me during the week about transmitters, about a chap actually rang me from Donegal town yesterday evening, and he was looking for a station manager. So if there's anybody out there that'd like to become a station manager, in other words, run a station, in Donegal town, there's people in Donegal town looking for a station manager. If there's anybody out there interested, perhaps you contact the station there. They have a kilowatt AM and I think about 500 or 600 watts of FM. They're on the air for a couple of weeks. They're looking for somebody that knows something about the radio scene to come in, run the station,
get
the whole thing on the move. That's about the height.
Get ulcers and have headaches.
Well, get ulcers and headaches and everything else, I'm sure. So, what else have we? The Dublin situation, as far as FM is concerned, as I said, Heartbeat are gone. We don't know where they're gone.
Diamond are off the air, too. Did you know that?
Well, maybe I'm mixing up. It's Diamond or...
Well, this gentleman that was telling us about our FM this morning, he said Diamond's off the air, but they should be back in a week.
I see. Right, okay. We have recruited two new staff ourselves, which will be joining us tomorrow. I think Derek Flood and David or Derek Moxley from Centre Radio in Limerick. He's coming to join us, so we say welcome aboard to the two lads. I hope to stay with us for a couple of years. That's the old saying. And we ourselves were planning a series of outside broadcasts. Hopefully this week, we've been on about it so long that I just even hate saying it now, that our FM, once we have it right, we should be back down in Galway to sort out the Galway situation quite rapidly to get our medium wave on there and our FM transmitters as well.
Where's this big outside broadcast thing? Is it still in Milton?
Actually, it's just outside Mullingar here at the moment. We got it nice.
Fantastic, huge big thing it is.
Cleaned last week, and the cock on it and all the writing and everything. It's gleaming, it is.
I know, you could actually park a big lorry inside that thing. Where did you get
that? There's the thing, if some of our English listeners are listening in. By the way, is there any place, just as a matter of interest, that does cheap stickers? We have been getting stickers here in Ireland, but we find that the price of them have gone up atrociously, very, very dear lately, and but for orders of a couple of thousand at a time. Anybody out there that prints stickers or know where the stickers printed very cheap, perhaps that drop us a line during the week and say, I know a fella that prints stickers very cheap.
I'm sure Barry and Ruth could help you out.
And maybe they could. So, Barry, for listening in, if you get cheap stickers. Also, we have a series of new T-shirts coming on stream, Radio West T-shirts, which will have new logo and everything else on them. What have you got there, Don? Oh, WFUV 90.7 FM, New York Stereo. Never heard of them, Dan. You got that for nothing. You did.
I did, yes.
Right, time is ticking away. It's 11:14.
I was just going to say, can I highlight a situation here? I was talking to Ray Boyle, actually. He was talking to me. He phoned me up this week, Ray McSherry of Big M Radio.
Yes.
And he would dearly like to get in touch with Tony Allen, who since has left Liberty's Radio. Does anybody know his whereabouts? Where is Tony?
He is on the circuit of the advertising agencies, to my knowledge.
Oh.
So, if does anybody knows the whereabouts of Tony Allen, there's a gentleman looking for him. Does he know Tony? Is he
he knows, yeah. But
he wanted to do something.
He was wondering if Tony could get in touch with us.
I
you know, he does. He definitely wants
right,
to see
him. Right, put down my microphone there
okay,
and keep
right.
talking.
Let's see now. It's coming up to 19 after 11 o'clock. So, once again, if you're listening out there, Tony, do get in touch with us. A gentleman there wants to get in touch with you. Or you can get in touch with us, vice versa, blah, blah, blah. But Ray McSherry of Big M wants to get in touch with you, okay? So if anybody knows the whereabouts, where he is at the moment, then kind of get in touch with us. Or Tony, if you're listening in, do get in touch with us. Now, let's just carry on here with what Sean was talking about here. The weekly report, UK Anorex, the first with the news in print. And, not too sure here what was happening. Well, let's see now. 20 after 11 o'clock, and we have on...
Right, we have a caller on the phone, so I don't think the line is that good, but anyway, we'll have a go at sticking him on the air.
Right.
It's Paul Davison. Right. Good morning to you, Paul. Hello.
Sean.
I'm very faint.
Very faint.
I'm very faint.
You're improving.
All right. Okay. Right, good morning. How are you? What's the news?
Well, I was just listening to
the earlier
auction on about Burnside.
Yep.
And it's a pity to see a good station getting hit like that by irresponsible people last week.
Yep.
All I'd just like to say is just one comment on this business of raids by the Department of Communication. I think it would be in the interest of all raids across the country to improve the security immediately. They haven't already done.
security.
Oh, yes. As a matter of urgency.
But what difference is that going to make? Like, I mean, if the department come with search warrants and everything, you can have all the security in the world, but you just have to let those people pass.
Oh, you do, indeed. Of course you do.
So what good is security going to do you there?
Moving equipment out quickly, at the back door or whatever.
Oh, I know what you mean, from the point of view of a kind of a fire drill.
Well, if you like all of that, yeah.
Yeah, when the bell goes off, people start running with mixers and everything under their arm.
Yeah.
That's my personal property. It wasn't plugged in. Right, any, what's the news in Dublin, Paul?
I missed about 10 minutes of your show there. Because
yeah, we took Henny Eddy on straight away. As soon as we started the program, he was on here. Henny Eddy was on the program.
I heard Henny Eddy. You were mentioning about Heartbeat FM.
Yes.
Heartbeat FM have not closed down.
Yes. Were the raiders?
Sorry?
Were the raiders?
No,
yes.
They are all 104.5 this week.
Yes.
But they are still on 95.5.
Yes.
Running a very low power.
Yes.
On Radio Diamond, oddly enough, they closed off the Easter holidays.
I see. Holidays, yeah.
Yes.
Gone to Galway.
Well, who knows?
Yeah?
We'll be back on Tuesday morning at 8 a.m.
Right.
On 99.1 and 106.1.
Right. Any other news in Dublin?
Yes. Westside Radio Shortwave on 6280 kHz had a live link-up with Central Radio in Balroyal on 96.2 last Sunday at noon.
Yes.
Now, contrary to the weekly report, it was not by phone. It was a live link-up by FM.
Oh, I see. Yes.
What else is happening here in the moment? Carousel in Dundalk on 1125 have been relaying KLAS.
Yes.
During the week.
Yes.
And that about rounds it up.
Yeah. A few people asking about Gareth O'Callaghan on energy. Do you know anything about it?
No, well...
They're asking questions, but I don't know what the questions are. Right. That's a nice operator you have there. This is like Heady Eddie with his 50 pences.
It reminds me. Yes. Right, we're here again. Okay, shoot.
Now, Gareth O'Callaghan, well, I can't really say exactly what happened with Gareth. I certainly can't say it on air anyway.
Yes?
I'm sure details of what he's doing, where he is, will be revealed during the week.
This is the sort of thing I'm hearing. But anyway, it's a guy in Ireland, that's the main thing.
I don't know, I can't tell you that either.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I don't know yet.
Right, any news from around the country? Come on, Derek Davis, out with it.
Now listen here, I'm not as fat as him.
What's the news around the country? Have you got any?
Well, it's interesting to hear that Derek Moxley will be joining Radio West in the near future.
Is it? It's starting, he's on the morning, 10 o'clock.
From Toronto, is it?
Yep.
I see, because he was in touch with me there a couple of weeks ago looking for information on vacancies in Dublin.
Yes.
And I recommended Radio West, of course.
Of course you did, yeah. West is best.
You're looking for disc jockeys, aren't you?
Well, not all of us, but a lot of the time.
A lot of the time. Mm. So that's about it, Sean.
Okay, Paul, thanks very much for ringing us. We've got the...
I want to have all the chance here.
Right. Okay, right, John, you can take a record, or take a rest there anyway. And you can put down that other phone there. The black one. Thank you.
Okay, it's Radio West broadcasting on AM and FM from Mullingar. 24 and a half minutes after 11 o'clock, you're listening to the Anorak Show. And we haven't had any music, have we? Imagine that, 55 minutes and no music. Nick Kamen, a song called Loving You is Sweeter Than Ever.
Instead of only one, oh, you said you love me, but you
sound of free radio in Ireland. Anorak's Island now offer you the chance to hear stations like Sunshine Radio, Q102, Radio Nova, ABC Radio, South Coast Radio, ERI, and Ireland's latest super pirate, NRG. These high-quality recordings are now available on cassette format from Anorak's Island. Our huge archives are now being made available, so you, the free radio enthusiast, can tune into the sound of free radio from Ireland in your very own home. Your catalogue of free radio recordings, send stamp-addressed envelope or two international reply coupons to Anorak's Ireland, 310 Collins Avenue West, Whitehall, Dublin 9, ERA. Remember, Anorak's Ireland is the voice of free radio in the Irish Republic.
It is 29 minutes after 11 o'clock and time to wind up the Anorak program for this week. A very exciting load of events happening over the past week with the closure of Boyneside Radio, only to emerge 2.5 hours later back on air. And that's what I call fighting spirit. To Heady Eddie and all the lads down there in Drogheda, good luck and may the gods of peace prevail over you. And final word here from the captain.
Right, microphone. Right, by the way, for people who are listening in this morning who are interested in coming to this Anorak's meeting, which is a meeting concerning the new magazine which is going to print, which we're organizing, what way the print is going to work out, what format the magazine is going to take, who's going to look after this department, that department, and everything else. If there's any radio stations out there that'd like to be part of it, we are getting 99.9% support on this. If your station is out there and they don't want to be included on us, all they've got to do is let us know and we will omit them from the magazine. Other than that, it will be a complete listing, 99.9% proof of radio stations in Ireland, with little features like newspaper clippings, all that sort of thing. That's the sort of stuff we're looking for. And with spot colour and that sort of thing in it. Right, anybody interested in going to that meeting who have information on it, I think Derek is here in Mullingar. I forgot to give him a mention this last few weeks. I'm sure you're listening in, Derek. I think you're one of the gentlemen that contacted us during the week. Concerned. That's Derek in Ballanderry in Mullingar, who's, I think, doing a thesis on Pirate Radio, whatever it is, in Trinity College in Dublin. If you'd like to come, all you can do is give us a shout. We're provisionally booking the meeting for the North Star Hotel in Dublin. Between 7:30 and 8 o'clock, you have a half an hour to arrive, in other words, next Wednesday week. And the meeting is going to be held in Dublin because, in view of the situation, there's a lot of people in Dublin, there's problems with transport and everything else. So if you can't bring Muhammad to the mountain, bring the mountain to Muhammad, or whatever way it goes down, okay? So the meeting provisionally booked for Dublin, North Star Hotel, between 7:30 and 8 o'clock next Wednesday week. I don't know the date on that there. Now, if you're just coming along for a gawk and you've no information or you're not into this sort of thing, please do not come. We're asking you not to come unless you have previously arranged with us. We don't want to go there and have 1,000 people there, or 200 people, or 10 people, or whatever, that have no real connections with the thing whatsoever. If you have, please ring us, let us know you're coming, that we have a list. We don't want to go and say, hello, oh, can I go to this, or whatever the case may be, because you're only going to hold things up. But on the other hand, if you are interested in going and you think you can offer it, by all means, give us a tinkle, drop us a line. You have a whole 2 weeks to do it, and we'll make a place for you. Okay, we'll have a chat and a few drinks, and we hope to see Heady Eddie and Mr. Murray from Boyneside Radio there. And as well as that, we'll be probably in touch with Barry and that in Blackpool after a meeting to maybe send us on some stuff for inclusion in our magazine or whatever the case might be. From me on to you until next Sunday, pleasant listening. And there's a few things I got that I didn't get to mention on the program today about it being jammed with RT and that sort of thing. But anyway, we'll have all that next Sunday on the program. So, Dan, you finish off. Goodbye.
Right, okay. Thank you very much indeed, there, Captain West and the Anorak program. And this is where we say our fond farewells. We sincerely hope you enjoyed the show. Look forward to the pleasure of your company next Sunday morning at 10:30, taking it right through till 11:30 or thereabouts. Right now we have a couple of lads from Cork standing by to bring you some good news about Landlink. Boyle. Mullingar, County Westmeath. This is Radio West. And the time is now 11:33. Are you there, Cork? Come in.
Yeah, there's nothing like a walk in the country when politics is getting you down.
But we still have the grassroots all over.
The grassroots is right. Do you see that fine lush green field here, chap? That's a field of green acres, grass seed from Williams Waller.
By God, that farmer must be a cut above the other.
Right, because he knows that Williams Waller are the experts on grass seeds.
Green acres.
Way ahead of you, boy.
Farmers, have you heard of the advantages of bulk spreading? These days of increasing costs and inflation, individuals and companies have to look hard at ways and means of holding back prices. Farrington's have established the technique of bulk spreading fertilizers as the most effective and cost-efficient method of fertilizing your land. At a small percentage per ton over bagged price, it's great value for money. With speed and accuracy, Farrington's move in and out in one day, having spread up to 40 tons on 300 acres. To find out more, contact T&J Farrington, Rathcoffey, Nace, County Kildare. Telephone 045-68194 or Blake's Cross, Lusk, County Dublin. Telephone 01-40-1155. Farrington's, foremost for fertilizer.
Have you heard about Hamels? Hamels Dublin Road Mullingar for the best deal on wheels throughout the Midlands. Yes, Hamels have the most comprehensive range of tyres, including car, tractor and commercial, all at unbeatable prices. Batteries, including Exide heavy-duty batteries for tractor and commercial from as low as £50, and heavy-duty car batteries from only £25. The Hamel Oil Company are the main distributors for Ola Oil, including home heating, agricultural, diesel, commercial diesel and petrol, as well as all leading brands of lubricants at unbeatable prices. Open 7 days a week from 8:30 a.m. till 10 p.m. 20 years servicing the motor industry. Hamels Mullingar. Telephone Mullingar 41133.
Goods vehicle and PSV operators, stop the metal-to-metal conflict. Protect your investment with high-power lubrication. At High Power, we design and install heavy-duty automatic greasing systems for trucks, trailers, PSVs and off-road equipment. High Power also install anti-lock brake systems and top speed limiters. Slash maintenance and running costs while increasing road safety with High Power. For details, contact Borick Walsh at Dublin 01-525-899 or Frank Coleman at Cork 021-301-742.
High Power. Broadcasting from the heart of Ireland, Radio West, where it's more than music.
Hello and welcome to another program of Landlink, coming to you from Radio West in Mullingar. In studio, we have John and Dennis and Tom Ryan, Marketing Manager of Williams Waller Limited. In this program, we will report on Beef 87, the first cutting of lawns plus the care of lawnmowers, breeding of cows and grass seed mixtures. Hasn't the weather during the latter part of last week been terrible? But thanks be to God, it has improved quite a bit in the last few days. And the improvement can be seen in the sense of that fields have grown quite a bit over since last Saturday. Beef is going through a difficult period, but with no supplies going into the factories, I see the prices hardening and 102 to 103 pence a pound can now be got. Heifers did very well last week, with them reaching a pound after a very slow start early in the week. And this again was due to the scarcity of cattle coming into factories. Reporting on Beef 87, there was a big turnout on Wednesday last at